La vérité éclate toujours. Chapitre 1, Language Study 1. Okay, so you've just listened to the first chapter of our story, and we hope that you enjoyed it, and indeed, that you understood some of it. We don't expect you at all to understand it all at this stage.
I don't think you would, no.
C'est très difficile, c'est, n'est-ce pas?
C'est très pointu.
Oui.
C'est un niveau de langue qui est nouveau peut-être pour tous nos auditeurs.
Oui, exactement. But that's exactly why we've got this language study episode. And in this study episode, we're going to be going through the text and we'll be explaining the grammar, the vocabulary, the idiomatic expressions that
the
are
tenses.
Used. The tenses as well, crucially. Yeah, we'll come back to those in just a moment. What will happen is Pierre Benoit will read a line and then we'll talk about that line and perhaps we can explain and give further examples and so on. So just the same as we've done in the past, but this time we're going into it in that bit more detail, obviously, because the language is that bit more complicated. So, it begins...
With a nice plus perfect.
Absolutely.
J'avais oublié ce que c'était de voyager en TGV.
Okay, it actually, it's straightforward enough, but the sukkah is a little bit more complicated. So, I had forgotten that which it was to travel by TGV, by TGV. So, I'd forgotten what it was like to travel by TGV. Mm-hmm. So dit James, said James to himself.
It's a nice wee, it's a new tense for our viewers, our listeners.
Our listeners, the se dit. Se dit is which tense?
It's le passé simple.
Le passé simple. Now, le passé simple is called in English the past historic or a simple past or the remote past, depending on which grammar book you look in.
Yep.
We'll call it the past historic.
Yeah.
So the past historic there, se dit. Dit is the past historic tense of dire.
Yep.
Can we conjugate dire in the past historic? I'm putting you on the spot here.
That was great because I'm going to share it with you like we always do. Je dis.
Tu dis.
Il dit ou elle dit.
Nous dîmes.
Oui, vous dites.
Il dire.
Bravo.
Okay, so...
Il est fort.
Well, it's a long time since I've conjugated
and that's unrehearsed, by the way, guys.
Okay, so let's move on.
Seulement 2 heures pour aller à Paris, ou pour aller à Paris.
Yeah, we can make the liaison there, if you like. So, seulement 2 heures. So, only 2 hours to get to Paris. So, he's doing a little bit of advertising for the services of the TGV from Nantes to Paris.
Train grande vitesse,
train grande vitesse,
in case people...
Tout à fait. Okay. The next sentence is quite a long sentence, which is very typical in terms of French literature and so
huge.
On. Huge! So, let's split it up.
Le voyage lui parut extrêmement court.
So, the journey... To him appeared extremely short. Now, paru, again, is another example of the past historic. As we go through these texts, we'll be using the past historic all the time, just as any work of French literature would use.
And first, you'll find it a wee bit kind of odd, but then you'll get used to them, and you'll be using them yourself. You'll be recognizing them without thinking. It'll be great.
The important thing is here that you remember that pretty much no one speaks in the past historic. You only write in the past historic.
Yes, but if you pick up any book in French, you're very likely, if it's a story being told in that book, it will be in the past historic.
And this goes for children's books as well.
Il était une fois une belle princesse, blah blah blah. Elle se réveilla et elle.
Yep. So as I say, we'll come across these forms, and although we will do a little bit of explanation, and we're going to include a note on the past historic in our grammar section for this episode, but for now, just let's go through them, and we'll come across them as we get to them. So, le voyage lui parut extrêmement court. The journey appeared to him extremely short.
Et pour cause.
And as a result.
Le bercement et le calme de la voiture très tôt ce matin-là.
So the is that the rocking?
Yeah, the rocking, the kind of rhythm, the rhythm of the train, the kind of the pattern of.
Yeah, bercer is the verb to, like, you rock a baby, don't you?
You rock a baby, yes.
So bercer.
Un berceau is a
cradle,
cradle.
Of course, So le bercement et le calme de la voiture, and the calm, the quietness of the
silence,
carriage. Lucky him.
Uh-huh.
It's quite difficult sometimes to get
but it was très tôt ce matin-là.
Very early that morning.
Ainsi que la fatigue et le manque de sommeil.
As well as the tiredness and the lack of sleep.
Accumulé.
Accumulated. Now, accumulé is agreeing both with le manque et la fatigue.
And as a reason, as a result, the masculine takes over the feminine. Mm-hmm. We need to say that. I'm sorry. The language has not evolved as quickly. And we have to put the masculine form.
Yeah, so accumulé has an extra S on because it's combining both la fatigue and le manque. So there are two things there. That's why we've got the plural agreement, accumulé.
Après une semaine de travail éreintante.
Right. Now, this is where in Coffee Break French Season 5, I have to admit that some of the vocabulary in this is above my head. So, éreintante is new for me.
Je suis éreinté, je suis fatigué, je suis crevé, okay. Je suis lessivé, je suis crooney, comme disait mon grand-père. Il y a plein de choses comme
That's
ça.
That's quite a lot of vocabulary.
J'ai déjà parlé de crooney dans un épisode de la quatrième saison.
Oh, ok, ouais, d'accord. Ouais, ouais, ouais. Donc, après une semaine de travail éreintante.
Exhausting.
After an exhausting week of work.
Le plongèrent dans un sommeil profond.
So, plonger quelqu'un is to plunge someone.
Or to throw even.
Yeah. So plonger as a verb yourself. If you're doing the plongeing, then you're diving.
Yeah.
But if you plonger someone else, then you're plunging them or throwing them into a deep sleep.
Yeah.
Dès son départ de Nantes.
As soon as
he left. No. Right from his departure from Nantes.
From Nantes, yeah.
Okay, so far so good. Let's continue.
Max était très présent dans ses rêves.
Okay, so Max was very present in his dreams, in James's dreams.
Ce qui prouve bien que nos rêves sont étroitement liés à la réalité.
So, which proves well that our dreams are narrowly linked to reality.
Yeah, closely linked, yeah, to reality. Puisqu'il accaparait ses pensées ces derniers jours.
Because he was, is that like taking up his thoughts?
Yeah, accaparer du... It's take most of the time.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. So he was taking up he was occupying his mind.
That's it.
These last few days. Let's look at this a little more carefully. I think as a learner, okay, I'm thinking with my learner head on here, and I notice ce qui prouve bien que nos rêves and so on. And I think learners, we're used to thinking about subjunctives and we see bien and que there and you're thinking, oh, right, that next verb is going to be a subjunctive. But here it's not because the bien goes with prouver.
Yep, it's an adverb that goes with prouver. It's not bien que. Mm-hmm. It's bien and then the que.
Of course. So Max was very present in his dreams, which the fact that Max was very present in his dreams, which proves well, which really proves that our dreams are, and you said closely narrowly, yeah. Étroit is the word for narrow, mm-hmm. but étroitement as an adverb, then we're looking at closely, okay? So closely linked to reality. And then puisque is a nice word, it means since. And puisqu'il accaparait ses pensées, he was taking up all his thoughts ces derniers jours, these past few days.
Il avait suffi d'un simple coup de fil et d'entendre le son de sa voix.
So it was enough, il avait, or it had been enough, plus perfect there, d'un simple coup de fil. Now, un coup de fil, literally, is a blow of the wire.
Yeah, yeah.
So what's a blow of the wire?
Well, it's a phone call.
Yeah, in traditional terms, we'd be looking at a wired phone.
Yeah.
So un coup de fil is a call. And you use un coup de fil even if it's a mobile call with no wires.
Je te passe un coup de fil. Ah. Je te passe un coup de fil, je t'appelle.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So un coup de fil, and it's passer un coup de fil.
Passer un coup de fil.
Okay, à quelqu'un.
Ouais.
So it had been enough for a simple phone call and to hear the sound of his voice for James to do something. Now,
yes.
This is really nice here.
And here we've got our subjunctive.
Absolutely.
Pour que, I mean, although it doesn't look like a subjunctive, it's an ER verb, but it's still a subjunctive. Pour que James détecte que quelque chose ne tournait pas rond.
So, if you think of pour que normally, it's that kind of feeling of in order to do something. So, je suis là pour que tu puisses m'expliquer. I'm here so that you can explain. Here, pour que has a slightly different feeling.
Yeah, and it's going back to il avait suffi de. Yeah.
So, it had been enough.
Yeah.
That simple phone call had been enough for James to detect that something wasn't right. And it's a lovely phrase here, que quelque chose ne tournait pas rond. What
Très
does
bien.
Tourner rond mean?
Well, if it's circle, if it's going circling like a circle, there's no crack in the circle, there's no corner, everything is smooth, it's running smoothly. But if you notice the ne and the pas, mm-hmm. it's only in a negative form. Quelque chose ne tournait pas rond. It was not cyclic, it was not nicely going, it's not going smoothly.
Okay, is that an expression that we would only hear in the negative? Would you say, for example...
I'm thinking about this, Mark. Yeah. It's a very good question. You put me on the spot, but quelque chose tourne rond, I've never heard this expression in a positive.
So you couldn't say, for example,
voice.
Tout tourne rond.
No, I wouldn't say that. No.
Okay.
No,
okay. So let's keep it for the negative.
Yeah, negative. When something is wrong, it's not going the way it should be going.
So if you came across something and you think, there's something not quite right here,
could you say
quelque chose ne tourne pas rond?
Yeah, that's exactly that. When something's not right, you know, it differs from the usual cyclic kind of a process of things.
So a nice phrase that we can use in everyday French. Mm-hmm. If you discover something that's not quite right, you say, quelque chose ne tourne pas rond.
Très bien.
There we go. So something wasn't right.
Et que son ami de longue date, Maxime Forêt, avait, pour la première fois, besoin de lui.
So something wasn't right, and that his friend of long date, so the friend that he'd been a friend with for many, many years, Maxime Forêt, had, for the first time, need of him. So for the first time, he needed him.
Yes.
Okay.
Toutes ces questions lui trottaient dans la tête.
Okay, this is nice. A nice idiomatic expression here. Toutes ces questions, all these questions, lui trottaient dans la tête. So all these questions literally were trotting about inside his head. However, trotter there is the verb that we use for horses, isn't it?
Yeah, to trot.
So I've got this image of different horses with different questions galloping around inside this poor man's head. And interestingly, it's lui trottait dans la tête. So it's, in a sense, trotter à quelqu'un. Yeah?
Yeah, it's totally different. Yeah, it's not direct. Yeah, it's not direct. And you say, in French, we say dans la tête. What you're more likely to say was on his mind.
Yeah, things are on his mind. Yeah. So all these questions were on his mind.
Yeah.
But I can't think off the top of my head at the moment of an equivalent English expression giving that idea of drum, 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 you know, that's trotting in a sense.
Piling in.
Yeah. So what were these questions?
Mais pourquoi lui?
Why him?
Pourquoi maintenant?
Why now?
Pourquoi aller à Paris alors qu'un coup de fil aurait pu suffire, comme par le passé?
Okay, this one's a little more complex. Pourquoi aller à Paris? Why go to Paris? Alors que, when they come together, means whereas.
Yeah.
Okay, or when in a sense. So why go to Paris when or whereas a simple phone call, there's that, the un coup de fil again, a simple phone call could have sufficed.
Yeah.
Aurait pu suffire. Now that's beautiful. That's a conditional perfect tense. We've got the conditional of the auxiliary verb avoir.
And then we've got the past participle of pu.
So that's the past participle of pouvoir, pu.
Yeah.
So aurait pu suffire. It could have sufficed.
Yeah.
Comme par le passé, as in the past.
So it would have been enough, I suppose, in English.
Mm-hmm.
It's a much easier way of translating it.
Yeah, indeed. It would have sufficed. I intend to use that more regularly. You know?
The other question is, que s'était-il passé?
Right, so que s'est-il passé, what happened? But here, que s'était-il passé, what had happened? A pluperfect again.
Qu'est-ce qui semblait le tracasser tant que ça?
What seemed to tracasser, to...
Oh, that's a lovely verb, le tracas, to worry, it's someone frets about something, worries about something. So here it's, what was actually annoying him, worrying him.
So just let's think about this a little more. Qu'est-ce qui semblait le tracasser? So you could say, qu'est-ce qui te tracasse?
Oui. Yeah? Qu'est-ce qui te tracasse, Marc? Oui.
So what is worrying you? In that sense, we could replace tracasser with inquiéter.
Oui. Qu'est-ce qui t'inquiète? C'est la même chose.
Inquiéter quelqu'un, tracasser quelqu'un is direct.
Oui.
So qu'est-ce qui te tracasse? And the qui there is the subject. What is it that is worrying you? Qu'est-ce qui tracasse? Qu'est-ce qui te tracasse, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But then we've got a lovely phrase at the end of that sentence, that question.
Tant que ça.
Tant que ça, as much as that, so much.
Uh-huh.
But it's the way it's said.
Is it not even that much?
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. It's interesting in English, something is as much, that much, that much. So much.
Yeah, what's worrying you that much? What's worrying you? What's so making you so worried?
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Now, tant que ça, when I mentioned about the way it sounds, you don't really say tant que ça.
No, tant que ça.
Tant que ça. Mm-hmm. Okay, so qu'est-ce qui te tracasse tant que ça? And in this case, qu'est-ce qui semblait le tracasser tant que ça? What seemed to be worrying him so much? And one final question.
Que lui était-il donc arrivé pour qu'il soit si inquiet?
Oh, this is beautiful. Que lui était-il donc arrivé? So, arriver à quelqu'un means to happen to someone.
Happen, yep.
Okay, so que lui était-il donc arrivé? Il est arrivé à quelqu'un, something happened to that person.
Mm-hmm.
What had happened to that person, in this case, Max, pour qu'il soit si inquiet, for him to be so worried.
Yeah, I don't feel, obviously we've got a lovely subjunctive here.
Yeah, and again, it's that pour que, not the I'm here for you to explain things to me, or I'm here so that you can tell me why I'm here, or whatever it is. Why, what has happened to make him so worried?
That's it. Qu'il soit si inquiet.
Okay. Oof. Now, what we're going to do is listen to this whole section again. We'll actually listen to the original version of this. Now that we've gone through it, hopefully you'll understand all of this much better. And once you've done that, you can move on to the next language study episode.
Très bien. J'avais oublié ce que c'était de voyager en TGV, se dit James. Seulement 2 heures pour aller à Paris. Le voyage lui parut extrêmement court. Et pour cause, le bercement et le calme de la voiture, très tôt ce matin-là, ainsi que la fatigue et le manque de sommeil accumulés après une semaine de travail éreintante, le plongèrent dans un sommeil profond dès son départ de Nantes. Max était très présent dans ses rêves, ce qui prouve bien que nos rêves sont étroitement liés à la réalité, puisqu'il accaparait ses pensées ces derniers jours. Il avait suffi d'un simple coup de fil et d'entendre le son de sa voix pour que James détecte que quelque chose ne tournait pas rond et que son ami de longue date, Maxime Forêt, avait pour la première fois besoin de lui. Toutes ces questions lui trottaient dans la tête. Mais pourquoi lui? Pourquoi maintenant? Pourquoi aller à Paris alors qu'un coup de fil aurait pu suffire, comme par le passé? Que s'était-il passé? Qu'est-ce qui semblait le tracasser tant que ça? Que lui était-il donc arrivé pour qu'il soit si inquiet?
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.